The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Longtime No See the Podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
I'm Lior Phillips, host of This Must Be The Gig. We're a weekly podcast that documents everything about the world of live music. Speaking with choreographers, costume and set designers, the people who run beloved venues and festivals, and, of course, speaking with musicians about that one gig that changed their lives. Get your peek behind the curtain at consequenceofsound.net, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Kyle Meredith With, an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Wherever you're listening from today, go ahead and hit that subscribe button right now to keep up with us, and leave a rating and a review if you can as well. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Damon Albarn. You know him from Gorillaz. You know him from Blur. You know him from The Good, Bad, and the Queen. Maybe you know his solo work. Today, we're going to be talking about Gorillaz. There is a brand new record called The Now Now. Sort of a surprise, being that Gorillaz just released a record just last year. So we get into the ins and outs of The Now Now, the themes of isolation, recording in hotel rooms, and even gun control. Damon tells me at one point that he wants to become an app. What does that mean? You're going to have to figure that out one later on in the interview as well. There is a little bit of talk on The Good, Bad, and the Queen and Blur. It's all within. It's Kyle Meredith with Damon Albarn of Gorillaz.
Hey, man.
I appreciate you doing this. I was so excited to get a new Gorillaz record and to, still be at the caliber that The Now Now is. Congrats on another fine one, man.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, I'll never know what people think of it, really, until I speak to somebody. They scare me, all those comment things.
Well, you've done a great one here, and I thought I'd ask by, starting with a little bit of the Gorillaz, the cartoon side of it, how close is this, would you call it, to a 2D solo record?
Quite close, really. I mean, it's definitely his universe. I think we wanted to write a record within a record, and the only way we could do that was to sort of zoom in on one of the characters and how they're feeling, because Humans was such a kind of sort of vast record in that sense. There's a lot of collective history on that, you know?
I mean, I guess a lot's been talked about Humans. There were a lot of guests on that, and this does seem like a bit of a reaction.
I think the wonderful thing about anyone's musical sort of journey is that, one thing leads to another. That's the wonderful thing about it, you know?
I know it's different, and this is way more of a traditional record, but it does seem like it has some relations in the way it's put together to the Fallouts.
I'd say it sort of it started with a similar process. Just maybe I'd learned more about how to sort of capture those feelings that I was kind of sort of recording when we were doing Plastic Beach. It's a different time as well, you know, and that always makes, I mean, on this occasion, it felt like it was more urgent to finish it and put it out. Felt like it was important to do that if I was going to come back to America in particular. It had to be a kind of sort of, you know, an emotional response to what the world that the Humans record kind of suggested.
I wanted to ask sort of about the storylines as they go, because during Humans we were sort of talking about how maybe it was, you know, looked at as one of the the dance party at the end of the world, I think is the phrase that was used. And I kind
of
wondered,
the end of the world, the end of one world and the beginning of another world, the beginning of the post-truth world.
And that's what I wondered, like, does this pick up the storyline?
We're in that world, so you know, in that sense, the now is kind of in a dream, because we're in a dream at the moment, right?
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd call it a dream or a nightmare, but we're in something right now, and it just gets more ridiculous.
No. They're all dreams are, they're all the same, you know, it's just different outcomes. <They're> still dreams.
Well, you know, and I'll blur that line between, you know, the artist and
no pun intended,
from the character too, because there's a line in the first single where you say, you know, I don't want this isolation, and I thought, yeah, you know, here we are. I don't know, because at one point, the way I pick up on that line is like we are more isolated than ever on our screens, but I also knew that you wrote a lot of these in hotel rooms around the country, and I wondered.
I suppose I don't really think. Yeah, I think maybe it's the views that you get from high elevations that inspired me more than anything with this record in America, because it's just so elevated in so many ways, you know, and there's such kind of different meditations you can take from that. If I'm recording in a room which has a window down on the air conditioning machines on the top of buildings, and the sort of echoey sound of police sirens through the high avenues, you know, it's a different sort of feeling I get than if I'm sort of in Ketchum and looking out on mountains. You know, it's different, but all these amazing elevations. So that's kind of what this record is. That's why it's kind of got that dreamy quality to it, because it does feel like you're disconnected in a sense, isolated.
Let me ask about another line in that song then, maybe in relation to that, because the other one that kind of clued me in was, that's the ball where we be chained.
That's the now. And in the second verse, it starts with calling the hunter with the rifle. And that's kind of, you know, that's related to isolation in the sense that, you know, the hunter in who lives in the mountains in Idaho has a very different sort of feeling emotionally about guns. A very different part of their psyche there, you know, and yet there's this crazy connection between everywhere and, you know, your sort of the gun laws in America are just so, in that sense, that's another ball that chains people, you know, that sort of, we live in interesting times, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you understand what I mean? I know it's a very emotive subject to talk about, but, you know, you were asking me about the lyrics in that song, and, yeah. And I'm just saying they're kind of sort of, you know, I'm kind of traveling all the time, and you pick up on vibrations in different places, and you sort of internalize them, and then sort of exhale, and something comes out, and that's how I sort of work.
I don't want to go off on too many tangents. I was about to say, you know, I'm pro gun law. I think they need to be stricter. And at the same time, I just sent my son away to a summer camp, which is a fish and wildlife thing. And I know that, you know, that's going to be part of that.
I can totally understand it in context of that.
Yeah.
In the sense of that world and that sense of space and, you know, respect. I can totally understand it in that sense. But, you know, it's just the fact that can't sort of be mirrored by what the other aspects of it are. It's just such a difficult subject, isn't it?
No, it's it ain't shaking itself out easy, and I don't suppose that we're going to solve the world's problem.
No.
But
I mean, at the end, when they come out the other end, do they feel like they came in? No, they don't. They've changed. They've they've metamorphosized into other things, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'll move further down the record.
I enjoy talking about things which I'm not entirely sure I know anything about. They're more kind of instinctive and emotional reactions to things, so I can only kind of sort of work like that with it.
Well, I was going to pick out one of my favorite songs from it anyway. And it's Hollywood. I mean, it's one of my favorite songs on the record. And I was thinking, like, you know, you've from what you're saying, so here you've come out of the forest, you've come out of the mountains, and now you're right smack in the middle of just this.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely what's going on there. Yeah, I wrote two of the songs on the record in Los Angeles, that one and also the last song, Sukai. Both on the same day. They're recorded in the same place on the same balcony, but just different times of day, obviously. You know, and I'm really into recording where you've got, you know, light, and it's just such different experience to recording inside a studio in the dark, so to speak.
And completely affects even the chords of a song, it sounds like. I mean, you kind of pick up on that, yeah.
And that's why it's possible just to sort of just go into a room and go, right, what we're going to do today, because you just absorb everything that's around you and then work with that. You know, I wouldn't do it. It's entirely sort of generated by what it is. You know what I mean? It's sort of where you go is what it sort of determines what's going to happen. I know that's really obvious, and because you know that's only one side of it. And then in back in London, I worked with James Ford and Remy, who I'd worked on Humans with, and we, you know, all the songs got a really kind of, they were really investigated, and I don't know, we worked really well and sort of didn't put stuff down to be fussy. We just sort of wanted it to kind of sort of emotionally hit you.
I know that song, you know, it's one of the few songs with guests on it, and you've got Snoop Dogg and you've got
Jamie Principle.
Thank you. But it made me realize, you know, so very few guests, and I thought, is this the first Gorillaz record that doesn't have De La Soul on it?
No, the first one didn't either.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's been a while still.
Yeah, I consider them to be totally part of the band. We're family.
Well, again, you know, going back to the idea of a concept of a sort of the 2D solo record, I see now how that fits in. That makes more sense to me now.
Right. Oh, okay. Good. You know, I wanted to put another record out because I had one. Sort of, it's, you know, unlike, and I just felt, I felt it accompanied the first one and was, I feel strongly about it. I think it's a place which I've sort of, you know, learned to love over a very long period of time. But I feel quite, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's one of those countries where you know, if you spend a lot of time there and you get to know people, you really feel sort of involved.
It does seem like it's easier to make Gorillaz records now than it used to be. Is there a sense that maybe in this light that it won't take so long between releases, or are you even thinking that far ahead?
I don't know. I mean, I'm doing, just finishing, literally, well, I'll try to finish it today, but it'll probably be tomorrow, or maybe not. Another record that's going to put out at the end of this year, but that's with The Good, the Bad, and the Queen.
I mean, you've had a lot of things going on your plate, so I know to juggle one versus the other, so it's...
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I'm trying to finish that, and I'm on tour in Europe doing festivals, but I'm coming home in between them. But what should be like, because you're working all weekend doing festivals, and you come home on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and that should be your weekend, but because I've stupidly started and want to totally make this next record right, I'm not having any weekends at the moment. It's my own fault.
It usually is for all of us. I do the, you know, same thing.
Yes, precisely.
Yeah. Another thing I did want to ask about this record before I pass it up, there's a track called 1%, and someone had pointed out that it had ties back to Hostiles from your solo record, Everyday Robots. And I wanted to see if that was true, if that was an actual thing, if there was a reason.
I think they're probably from a similar sort of world, you know. I mean, it's inevitable, really, isn't it, sometimes? But I didn't write it then. I mean, I wrote that in Zurich, and the 1% refers to the marijuana which they have legalized in Switzerland. But being Swiss, they've taken everything out of it that's interesting. So it's only got 1% of whatever it is that you have that gives it its potency. So you can buy like a bag just in the supermarket, but it won't do anything.
I mean, that's a interesting phrase though to throw around when you're talking about America. You know, I mean, that 1%, that's two words that got thrown around a lot in the last few years around here, meaning something completely different than what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm just saying. I'm just telling you. I'm just giving you news from Europe about Switzerland.
Appreciate it.
And it's not fake news.
It's not fake news. We need all the real news we can get these days, honestly.
No. Maybe we just don't need any news. I think that's probably what we need. No news.
Just turn off?
No news. Good. No. Yeah, exactly. 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 Not that you should be saying that because, you know, you're a radio station. And, you know. Yeah, turn off all your devices. Don't listen to the news. Only listen to music.
I do want to head back in the time machine just a second because 20 years ago, and this ties back in to the new record or just Gorillaz in whole, but 20 years ago, Blur released a remix record called Bustin' and Dronin'. I don't know if you've thought about that or heard it.
No, I haven't listened to it since. What does it sound like? Any good?
No, it is good. And I was just kind of putting it on because I like looking at anniversaries and the big round numbers. And I started thinking, like, given the timeline, and I'd had Graham Coxon on my show recently too, and we were sort of talking about that era because his first solo record came out that same year. But I started wondering if that was sort of the entryway at all in any way to Gorillaz because of the style of the electronics that you were doing with that.
Maybe. I mean I think the first sort of, you know, I think William Orbit had a huge influence on what I did next, you know. Definitely. And I think up to that point, you know, yeah, maybe that was the first one. I don't know. The one thing always leads to another.
Right.
That's for sure.
Graham had said he had remembered, you know, some songs that you were writing around that time ended up becoming Gorilla songs. And I thought, no, that's so cool because all that was sort of, you know, I know it's hard to pinpoint. Nothing happens just directly. I'm doing this and here we go.
Well, I mean, it's all coming from the same place as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's... But, you know, I see myself like, you know, I think I need to become an app.
An app? You need to become an app.
I need to become an app, yeah.
And how so? Why?
Well, in the sense that, you know, then I can sort of make music with anyone who wants to make music with me. Because I like making music with people.
And you're the one who has to put it under the umbrella of something, of a name.
Oh, my new band's going to be an app.
I kind of like that, you know?
Not a bad idea. I mean, it's maybe not the best idea in the world, but it's not a bad idea for a Tuesday around 9 o'clock.
Well, I guess what I'm saying as a fan, you know, to keep up with all of your different your projects, it'd be kind of nice just to have it under one roof. Like, I'll hit that button, and there we go. There's that sound.
I know. Well, I've always thought I need an algorithm to sort of actually put all the songs, you know, into albums as opposed to sort of bands.
Key for Damon Solo, key for Gorillaz, key for Good, Bad, and Queen, and key for Blur.
Fast song album, fast song album, slow song album, silly album, only listen to once album, another album you only listen to once, you know. I mean, whatever. An algorithm and an app.
Graham did say he was up for another one with you. You've got so much going on, a seemingly bottomless creativity. Does that collaboration still...
I love playing with Graham. He's amazing.
He's on this record, right? He's on this album. He played guitar on Gorillaz.
Yes, there's a very little bit of him, yeah.
Yeah.
There is in one of the songs. Yeah, no, I mean, hey man, whenever Graham's around, I'm up for playing music with him. My brother.
It's just a different umbrella when you have to call it Blur, but we'll be... by the way, I'm just giving you props there. I loved the Magic Whip, and to know that you all still had such... I'm going to use that word again, magic with each other, the chemistry. That was really fun to hear and everything. So if that happens again in the future, I'll be a...
Well, that's all to Graham's credit, that one. You know, he's the one that salvaged all the stuff, got it going.
In the meantime, the Now is just a great record.
Oh, thank you very much.
I love hearing Gorillaz come around as often as possible. But, you know, luckily when you're a fan of Damon Auburn, something's bound to be right around the corner one way or the other.
Yeah, what I really would never like to do is people to get sick of me, you know what I mean, because I was putting out too much stuff. So like if that starts happening, can you know, like you do to elderly relatives, can you just put your arm around me nicely and, you know, wheel me off, please?
Sure, I'll say sure, but I just don't see it happening. I really don't.
Well, listen, I'm just, you know, preparing for the worst,
I guess. Keep preparing, because whatever, man. I like what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing, and thanks once again for taking the time to let me nerd out on it all and get all of my questions asked.
My pleasure. Nice to speak to you.
All right, you too. Take care, Damon.
Yes, bye.
My thanks to Damon Auburn for the call. The new Gorillaz record is called The Now. Don't forget you can subscribe to Consequence of Sound's YouTube channel to keep up with your favorite artists and interviews. For you podcast fans, head over to iTunes, Google, or wherever you're listening to this from. Leave a rating and a review, and then you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern. You'll also find some bonus episodes of this series over there. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.